Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 17th, and it's 8 days until Christmas Day. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you could easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Now, as Christmas Day is getting closer and you still have gifts left to get, I want to share with you some ideas for last-minute gifts. The first thing I want to share is to consider giving an experience. This is a great gift because many times we forget about the one gift that many of us crave from others, our time. When I talk about giving an experience, I'm referring to things such as a night out or in together, a special activity with the recipient. Could be something as simple as going to the park on a walk, watching a movie together, etc. A great way to give this type of gifts is to create coupons that can be redeemed with you. Another thing is to engage with the person in an activity that they love to do. Or how about doing something for them that money cannot buy, like clean their house, make them a special dinner, have them over for dinner, make a weekly date to talk on the phone if they live far away, etc. Next, consider giving something you already have that person may appreciate. Pass along the item and tell the story behind it and why you're giving it to them. One of my most memorable gifts is when my grandmother gave me the wooden Bible stand she had for years on the coffee table. I treasure it. What about if you're buying for a family? Instead of buying gifts for each person in the family, consider buying a family gift. If you're on a budget, consider a game or a puzzle that the whole family will enjoy. Maybe find a game that's reflective of a family interest. For example, my family loves Disney and we love any and all Disney-related games and puzzles. If you have a little bit more to spend, think about a pass to a local museum, park, or venue the family loves to attend, or tickets to an event. Other ideas include movie passes, gift certificates to eat out at their favorite restaurant, or if it's a couple, maybe a spa day or a weekend getaway. The last thing I want to share with you today is about giving memories. Do you have handwritten recipes or other items from those who have passed? Scan the items in and create a digital copy of them, even putting them into a recipe book. I did this with my grandma's recipe the year after she died, and everyone loved it. This year, I'm working on scanning a book that she wrote answers in about herself that I gave her when I was younger, and she gave it back to me before she died. It is priceless to me, and I want to share it with others in my family. So I'm creating a book of these pages with her answers in her handwriting as gifts. You can give copies of old photographs, family history reports, recipes, and more. It will be priceless to most people. You can do this as a last-minute gift very easily. I use Walgreens and create photo books that they have available for pickup in an hour. And if you're traveling and need the gift, just select Walgreens at your destination and pick it up when you arrive. I've actually created books and other photo gifts as I was riding down the road or at the airport. Remember to check for coupons as they usually have some great deals. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we'll be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.